The system is set to provide 16,000 rides a day, bringing commuters to universities, schools, and shopping centers. Governor Malloy and other state officials say it will be a quick, reliable, and environmentally friendly alternative to cars using Interstate 84 and local roads.
By offering expanded service and better experience, we can increase ridership even further, resulting in fewer cars on our highways and less pollution in our air.
Critics call it a boondoggle that's taking money from more important transportation projects. The federal government is shouldering most of the cost, with about $112 million coming from the state. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.